At 9 o'clock tomorrow morning, the first retail marijuana store in Greater Boston opens its doors to customers. It's in Brookline, along Route 9, just blocks from the border with Boston. WBUR's Steve Brown paid a visit to the store to see how its employees and the neighbors are getting ready.
The New England Treatment Access, or NETA, store at the corner of Washington Street and Route 9 in Brookline is the 13th recreational cannabis store to open to all adults in Massachusetts. Unlike all the other stores, this one has a unique advantage.
Entering Brookline Village.
Boston Connection.
Doors will open on the right.
The store is just a few steps away from the MBTA's Green Line, and that could very well mean an influx of customers from Greater Boston who may not have been able to get a ride to the other more remote locations where cannabis stores have already opened. NETA's Amanda Rossitano says the staff is ready to open to the adult use market.
We've been planning for weeks and weeks, if not months, for this opening, working in close coordination with the town, with the Brookline Police Department and the police chief to make sure that, you know, our plans are well thought out, well vetted, and we think we're ready to roll.
The Brookline store has been open to medical marijuana patients since 2016. Rossitano says even though all adults will be allowed to enter and purchase from the store, registered patients remain the top priority.
We've reserved inventory specifically for patients. They will have separate service areas within the dispensary just for them. No waiting for our patients. They'll be able to have the same experiences that they've had to this day.
Still, like at a grocery store just hours before a big snowstorm hits, many registered patients have been visiting NETA to stock up in advance of a possible onslaught of adult-use customers. No one knows exactly how many people will show up once the doors open to all, but it's safe to say crowds are anticipated. For the opening, NETA will close its small parking lot behind the store and in its place have customers line up in a winding queue. Parking in the area remains the biggest concern, with limited spaces available at the busy intersection. Brookline Town Administrator Mel Kleckner says the town is as prepared as it can be.
We understand it's going to be a very congested and busy location for the next several weeks, we think. And so we've been planning with our police department primarily on how to deal with the opening and the kind of congestion in that area that will bring.
The town has set up electronic signs warning motorists of the expected congestion. Additional police details will also be on hand to keep traffic moving and from blocking the fire station on Route 9, directly across the street from NETA. Both the town and NETA are urging customers to take the T, even though shuttle buses will be replacing Green Line trolleys as the MBTA conducts plan, track, and signal upgrades on nights and weekends. Those who live and work in Brookline Village are getting set as well. The cannabis store is located directly next door to a daycare facility. Managers there didn't want to be interviewed, but did say that so far, NETA has been an excellent neighbor. Just down the street, Felice Brenner works as a yoga instructor. She says she's not sure how the neighborhood will change.
I think that initially there's going to be a crush of people because it's the only recreational cannabis store in the Boston area right now. I know there are some out in the burbs. Mm-hmm. Hopefully more shops will open, and after 6 months or whatever, that it'll die down and it will be just like the medical marijuana place, which really doesn't have a whole lot of effect.
And that's what has happened in other communities that were once in the cannabis spotlight. The town of Leicester is far less populated than Brookline, but saw a crush of cars descend on the central Massachusetts town when the cannabis store Cultivate was one of the first two shops to open to all adults last November. Leicester Town Administrator David Genero says the rush has faded away.
It's still very busy on the weekends, so we still have the shuttle service working at Cultivate. We get an occasional call for detail here and there. But generally speaking, it's been very, very smooth.
The other store that opened on day one was NETA's shop in Northampton. Amanda Rossitano was there for that as well.
We've had a great deal of experience out in Northampton now, and we've been able to learn lessons from how it went out there, very valuable lessons that we can apply here.
Rossitano says the lessons include minor operational tweaks to better serve patients, tweaks and adjustments that will likely come after the Brookline store opens tomorrow. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Steve Brown.